It's not just us, we'd have to conquer. We've got folk singers, rappers and punkers. Everyone taking care of one another.
Welcome to the Unsigned Unwind, brought to you by Unsigned 518. For those that may be new to this show, what it is my name is Andy. I am your host. I host a show here in the Albany, New York area where I live called Unsigned 518, which is a focus on local bands. It gives local bands a chance to speak candidly with no real like prepared interview questions. I let the guests kind of lead their own episode kind of so that it's their episode. You know, it's your time to shine, to put a spotlight on your music, for you to say what you want, to really be heard. And what this show is I'm taking it a step further. So instead of just focusing on bands in my immediate area that come to my studio physically and we record in person, I'm doing any bands in the United States or Canada that reach out via email. I will reach out to them via phone call and record a podcast so that all these local bands, these local pockets, can become familiar with music that's happening in other scenes across the country. Because, you know, you may not realize how many different music scenes are happening in the U.S. and Canada. I mean, there's... I don't even know. I mean, shit, like hundreds, thousands, maybe. But it's a good chance for bands to become aware of other bands doing like kind of the same thing in the U.S. And I also wanted to make it a little bit of like an advice network, I guess, because like, you know, doing the DIY stuff, being an unsigned band, it is a lot of work. It's a lot of time, a lot of time away from family. It's a grind, a hustle. And there has to be times when you're not going, you know what I mean? Like there has to be times when you can rest, because that's how it works. You work really hard and then you rest so that you can work really hard again. And if you just work hard with no rest, it's just not sustainable. So I wanted to kind of make it where local artists across the country can kind of share what they do to unwind, what they do when they're not on the grind, on the hustle, booking gigs, thinking about photo shoots and when they're going to make the video and the cover artwork for their next EP. You know, when they just have time to just unwind, unplug from everything, kind of what they do. And I figured that might help, other artists get ideas, I guess, on how to relax. But, you know, just like anything that I do, you know, those of you who may not know me or maybe new to me, I usually just go for shit. And then if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But I always say, well, you know, go for it. So that's what I'm doing here. But anyway, on the phone right now, I have an outfit called Dead Witch. And again, if you're new to this show, as the host, I come into it with no knowledge of who my guest is going to be. Angela Taranjo is our showrunner, and she's the one who reaches out to the guest and does everything. And all I have is like a Google Calendar with a name and a phone number and, you know, a band name. So that's all I know, and you're going to find out right along with me who Dead Witch is. So I guess without further ado, let's go to the phone.
Hi, Andy.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. You know, we were saying before we got rolling, we talked for a minute or two, and basically we are just here because I am interested in your band. So I want to hear, we want to find out what city you're from, name of your band, and maybe tell the folks a little bit about what the music is like. So I guess start with name of the band and the city.
Yeah, so I am Dead Witch from Lansing, Michigan.
Nice. And when you say I am, does that mean you're the only member?
Primarily,
Yeah, see, I
so
go into this blind, so I have no idea. So this is
yeah.
great. And
I
when,
have like
no, go ahead.
I have like a producer who writes everything, and sometimes when he has time, he'll do live shows.
So do you perform live solo, or is it mostly studio?
Mostly right now studio stuff, but the past few shows that I have done, it's just been just me and like some tracks. Sometimes I'll get a band when I have enough time for planning to rail some new people in.
But I think the tracks and especially if you're a vocalist, like having the tracks. Like I know a bunch of guys out here. I'm from the Albany, New York area, but I know some of the hip hop artists around here. When they show up to a gig, they literally can just plug their tracks into the PA and put on the fucking show. There you go. And it's like what?
Oh yeah.
And it keeps it easy.
Yeah.
Less scheduling. Like.
Yeah, I don't have to worry if, everyone else is on time or not. There's like I play out in Detroit all the time and there's so many people that just like run it. So, like it's a thing.
And how would you describe, I guess, I don't know, like elevator pitch is the word that I keep going back to, but I guess briefly, for someone who doesn't know, how would you describe Dead Witch's music?
That's always a fun
I know,
question.
it's like the fucking hardest question. And like sometimes I feel like
Right.
such a jerk when I'm asking, because like I'm like, I know this
It
question sucks.
always takes me back to like, graduating high school. Okay, well now what are you gonna do?
Right, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah. I guess closely relating to like a metalcore, metal pop type deal. Lately a lot of people have been, I guess, comparing would be the best word to like Poppy and Spirit Box,
Oh, all right.
a lot of those like fronted female angry music stuff.
And it's like, because obviously with the title Dead Witch, like I'm a horror guy. Like that's like my thing. If you could see where I'm at right now, I've got, a lot of creepy masks and Halloween shit. Is it
Right.
thematically, is there some horror elements in what you do?
A little bit. I do kind of try to add like I guess some like darker elements into definitely like the cover art and like promo arts for stuff like modeling and everything. Sometimes like fashion wise with like live shows. There was one show that I did where I kind of like just covered myself in blood. So
Nice.
yeah.
Fuck yeah. I love that.
The songs are kind of more just like dealing with like, the rage and anger of being alive and existing around other people and dealing with that.
Which can be horrible, a horrible on its
Yeah.
own.
Oh
And
yeah.
sometimes sometimes I seek horror movies for comfort from
Right.
like, oh no, dealing with people is a scary shit. Like so how long have you been performing and writing music as Dead Witch?
Oh, I want to say it was around like 2018, 2019 when I transitioned into Dead Witch, but didn't really have the like vibe that I wanted until, geez, I think about like last year or the year before. I guess like I found my name and everything. I found my look. I was trying to, find the right sound. Everyone that I was working with just couldn't really understand what I was going for. And the person that I'm working with now, I actually met when I was 15 doing like acoustic shows, just me and a guitar. And they were working on their production stuff. They're like, "Hey, you want to do heavy stuff?" I'm like, "Yes." So that's how we started with that. Yeah, about like a year or two ago is when we really got into it.
And I love that, like how sometimes it literally just takes meeting one person that's just like, oh yeah, no, I get what you're, I understand what you're doing. Yeah, let's do it together. And so at this point, how much music do you have out?
Well, I have stuff from like a few years ago. Like I said, didn't really fit the vibe, but it's still out there because I know some people are still a fan of it. So a lot of those are like singles. I think there's one EP out from like 2020. And then I have two singles, three singles actually, I'm sorry, out under like the current Dead Witch that I've worked with my current producer. And we are releasing a new one, which I'm sure will be out by the time that this is out. That is a single off of the album we are working
Ooh,
on.
nice. And when do you expect that might the album might come out? Is there a projected time, or is that still too early?
I know that we're in like the home stretch of it. I think we have like two more songs to work on. I don't know, it's kind of hard to say. My producer did just welcome a child.
Ah, congratulations.
Yeah, so it's kind of up in the air, but I think we were hoping for like kind of like the end of this year, sometime like next year. We did kind of want to release just like one single or two more singles just to get people out and about the music, and then go from there. So, but we got our pockets full with some stuff.
So before we go, I just like I ask all my guests, it's kind of this show, it's going to evolve into something. I'm not sure what, like it's still relatively new, but one thing I wanted it to kind of be is like a teeny bit of an advice network for people all over, the US and Canada that are doing the same thing, that are DIY, that are creating their own path in music. It can be fucking stressful, and it takes a lot of work. So I want to ask you if you had a day to yourself where you could just do one thing where you didn't have to worry about anything in life, you could just have one free day, what non-music related activity would you do?
Oh man, there's so many, so many options. Honestly, I mean, if it's nice out, probably just go for like a really nice like walk or hike or something. Or if I'm too tired for that, then I would just hang out with my cats.
So where can people find you on socials, or where can they find your music streaming, whether it's Spotify or Bandcamp or Apple or whatever?
So Dead Witch is spelled with an X instead of a C in the witch, and I know a lot of people find that interesting and hard to find sometimes, so I do like to point that out. But I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, kind of. I'm still trying to figure out how that app works sometimes. And then I mean all the music is on pretty much any major streaming platform: Spotify, Apple, YouTube, Pandora, Deezer, all that stuff. So
We're gonna hear a song right now, right?
gonna hear the new single Comfort Creature.
And is this one gonna be on the album?
Yep, this is one of those singles that's gonna be on the album. It may be the last one dropped. There may be another one. As you know, that's a surprise for everybody and myself.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk to me and help me launch this new podcast. I really appreciate it. And everybody, look for Dead Witch. And it's one word, right? Dead Witch with a X where the C would be.
Yes.
So let's listen to Comfort Creature, Dead Witch. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Comfort Creature from Dead Witch out of Lansing, Michigan. And if you want to be on the show, if you're a local band from anywhere in the United States and Canada, just reach out to Angela Taranjo. She is, again, the showrunner, and you can reach her at angela@unsignedproductions.com. Again, that's angela@unsignedproductions.com. And I will, in the show notes, have a link to the email so you can reach out to her. And if you don't hear back immediately, be patient, because we have been getting quite a bit of submissions, and we're trying to accommodate everybody. But, you know, we all have full-time day jobs and families and stuff. So if it is a little bit of time before you hear back, or a little bit of time before we're able to schedule you in, just be patient, and we will certainly try to get to everybody, because we want to hear everybody's story and hear everybody's music. So be patient, and we'll definitely get to you. And I appreciate each and every one of you. So this has been the Unsigned Unwind. I am Andy Scullin, and I'll see you on the road. If you would like to be a guest on the Unsigned Unwind, send an email to angela@unsignedproductions.com. Take care of one another, and I'll see you soon.